Hello, everyone. Welcome to the September 27th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger, your guide to what's happening in the zodiac. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for September 27th to October 4th and beyond? The main item this week is Venus changing signs on Wednesday, September 30th, leaving Cancer and entering Leo. Venus is not totally happy in Leo, the sign of its enemy, the Sun. Venus is the planet of love and harmony, which implies meeting the other person at least halfway. Leo is egocentric, so immediately we can see there's an element of incompatibility here as far as Venus is concerned. There are some significations of Venus that do fit with Leo. Venus is the planet of agreement, and Leo is the sign of leaders and governments. So at least there's hope for better harmony amongst leaders during this transit. Before Venus leaves Cancer, it goes through a rather deadly area of the zodiac, called Gundanta, the borderline between two signs of inimical nature, a water sign, in this case Cancer, and a fire sign, in this case Leo. Thus, Venus will be weakened during the first couple of days of this week, and its significations will suffer. While transiting through Leo, Venus will encounter Mars and Jupiter. This complicates things. Planets express their energies more clearly when they are not being interfered with by other planets. Also, three planets together in one sector of the zodiac creates an imbalance. Mars is the planet of action and aggression. Mars plus Venus puts the two gender planets together, creating passion and excitement. Mars is a stronger planet than Venus, especially in Leo. So, Venus comes out on the short end of the stick. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, optimism, and opportunity. Jupiter combined with Venus tends to bring out Venus's pleasure principle, creating excess. Venus will remain in Leo all through October. At the end of its sojourn in Leo, Venus will be exactly conjunct Mars, as both planets progress into Virgo, which will happen on November 2nd. And, checking in with retrograde Mercury. Mercury retrograde continues all this week. As Mercury backs up in Virgo, it is getting closer to Rahu. Being an eclipse point, Rahu obscures Mercury, causing more distortion to the already disadvantaged planet of rational thought, and therefore leading to wrong thinking. Thus, this is not a good week for making important decisions. Okay, that'll do it, and thank you for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.